Hi, I'm Libby.
And I'm Riley, and welcome to On the Come Up. As young professionals ourselves, we're constantly striving to connect and uplift young people in the Toledo community. Our podcast is featuring young entrepreneurs and professionals in the area from all different industries and walks of life who are making an impact in Toledo.
We're excited to have our guests discuss their background, their education and training, and give any advice for other young professionals like us. We're also going to take a look at varying pop culture trends among Gen Zers like ourselves and discuss or debunk them, maybe even a little Roman Empire.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
It's Riley and Libby here with On the Come Up. It's our first one, so bear with us. We're getting through it. And you know, we wanted to take the time to introduce ourselves to you so that you'd get to know us as we're interviewing different guests throughout the series. And obviously, because we're so interesting, we
Super
have
interesting.
So much to say. So, Libby, fill us in. Run it all the way back to when you were growing up. I want to hear more about your background and, you know, get it started.
Nice intro. So I am born and raised in Sandusky, Ohio, which you probably know as the home of Cedar Point.
Cedar Point.
Yes, so much fun. Definitely a season pass holder for all of my life.
Well, great. That was my next question. So you answered that off the bat.
Definitely. So I come from a family with three younger brothers. So always something exciting.
Yeah, so you're not only the oldest child of your family, but you're also the only girl.
We have a big family. My mom's mom, my grandma, has 8 grandchildren in total. And I'm the oldest and the only girl. So
dang. So does that mean you're spoiled or does that mean you're treated differently?
Definitely a little spoiled. Kind of grew up as the princess of the family. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
But also, you know, comes with the role of taking care of everyone in some sense, which I love and I'm so happy to get to do.
For sure. And you're no stranger to early responsibilities because you had a pretty fast-tracked education. So give the listeners a little bit of background on your schooling.
So I went to Perkins High School, the township outside of Sandusky, and they have a program, College Credit Plus. So I went to the BGSU campus, called Firelands, in Huron. So I started that the summer after my freshman year of high school. So I took some just basic like writing classes, intro, took, you know, maybe 2 a semester, and ended up with my associates before my high school diploma, which is kind of crazy.
No, it's super interesting. You never hear of that.
Yeah, so I mean, definitely just a huge privilege, especially with the cost covered and everything, is a lifesaver, and definitely recommend to anyone who feels like they can take that on.
For sure.
After I graduated high school, I went out to main campus of Bowling Green to get my undergrad in sociology with my minor in marketing, and that was a blast. Finished up my last 2 years there. You know, got more into the Toledo area.
For sure.
And everything going on here.
Well, and that's what I think is so interesting, too, is you're not a born and bred Toledoan, so you have somewhat of a different perspective on the city than maybe I would or some of our guests who might be born and raised here. Mm-hmm. But I think it's always fascinating to hear from you what you think makes Toledo so great, just because I've always been around it.
Right. And it's not like I was like a complete stranger to it. Sandusky is close enough that we would come up here on the weekends and, you know, go watch a Montez game and go try some of the restaurants, some of the parks, everything beautiful that's around here. So definitely it has been so interesting for me to get to learn more about, you know, the little secret hidden gems of Toledo.
Right.
And everything that's going on here and just really become a part of that community.
For
I
sure.
Love it so much.
And that's also one of our personal requests and quests with each other is trying to find the perfect girlies night for us to go out in Toledo. So we're always looking for new spots. And so if you're listening and have a great spot you want us to try, please let us know.
Yes, definitely. Any kind of good food. Gotta go check it out.
Always. For you then, tell us how you went from BG to then ending up at the Toledo City Paper.
the Toledo City Paper, you can say, is my first, like, big girl job.
We love a big girl job. First salary slay.
Yes. So I was still living in Bowling Green commuting to downtown Toledo. But then as time went on there, I just, you know, learning more about Toledo, like I was saying, it's just felt like the right kind of place for me to grow and expand, and meeting all these amazing community members that I've met throughout my time there.
Definitely.
Has been super special.
Conversely, I was so ready to get out of Toledo, which I will put the disclaimer before I continue that I no longer feel that way. But, you know, growing up here, I was so vehemently against coming back. I was like, oh, I'll never come back to Toledo. I'm out of here.
But a lot of people feel that way about their hometowns.
Of
like,
course.
You want out and you get out.
Well, and the other thing, too, is you are lucky to come into Toledo in a time where it's honestly having a renaissance. Like, there is so much going on downtown. There's so much going on in the surrounding areas. They have so many more events and fun things to do for young adults and for, you know, really all ages. I mean, even for high schoolers or middle schoolers, like, there's so much fun stuff to do now. Whereas when I was growing up, you know, we had the mainstays like the Mud Hens and Toledo Zoo and stuff like that. But for me, it was, there was less for me to do around town because they had developed a lot less. And so I think I really needed to leave to come back to kind of get that appreciation for, you know, I loved growing up here and the friends I made and all of that. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. And now as an adult, I love being back here. Because it's such an...
It's so special.
Yeah. Well, and of course, you know, my background, like I said, was born and raised here. I grew up in Sylvania area. My parents are... My mom and my dad both are not Toledoans. They both ended up here. My dad had a career in baseball, which led him to being the manager of the Mud Hens, which is when he met my mom.
Exciting.
I know, right? Which I think this is so cute because it sounds almost like a meet cute because my mom was working at WTOL as an anchor, and she met my dad when she went to the Mud Hens to do a story.
Which
and
was
so,
adorable.
You know, literally, and like the rest was history. I mean, she, her coworker, Jerry Anderson, he literally remembers her coming back to the station after meeting my dad and saying, I'm going to marry this man.
Which
I think
how
is.
How crazy.
I know. And I mean, all these years later, they're still together and so happy. And I love that. But
yeah, we love a Toledo
but
love story.
This is not the Chris and Tom podcast. This is the Riley and Libby podcast. So back to me. I was born and raised here. And then I, you know, went to Highland Elementary, McCord Junior High, Northview High School. And then I, like I said, was so adamant to get out of town. I wanted to leave. But I also wanted the in-state tuition because, obviously. So I went to Ohio University to study journalism. Shout out to my Bobbies who are listening to this because the Bobcat community is like no other. And I loved my journalism school there and all the experience I got there. I would legitimately never trade for the world. It was incredible. When I graduated, I studied journalism, got my minor and a double minor in women's gender and sexuality studies, and entertainment journalism, which was a minor I actually created for myself with
awesome.
A curriculum there.
Which is I did not know. I should say I know Riley very well and did not know that until right now. So that's awesome.
Being best friends, I was so excited for this episode because I'm excited to hear all the things about Libby that I don't yet know. but yeah, no, so I created that minor for myself and then I got a couple certificates in strategic leadership, LGBTQ plus studies, and diversity studies. And so I took all of that and I knew I wanted to go into journalism and focus on that, but I wanted those, my minors, my certificates to kind of help bolster what I wanted to report on.
Sure.
And my immediate thought was I want to go work at Vanity Fair or one of the Meredith or Hearst or, you know, big Condé Nast companies that I had grown up reading and loving my whole life. And when I was at school, I was the culture editor for our newspaper, The Post. Mm-hmm. And then I was the editor in chief for Thread Magazine, which was our fashion and culture magazine on campus. So I had a lot of the experience going into that. And I had interned with a couple of really great publications, Los Angeles Magazine and Paper Magazine. And I was so ready and prepared to take on the world.
Right.
And then I came back after I graduated just to take a month off and spend some time with my parents who still live in Toledo and will probably never leave. And I had a great time just enjoying my life with them. And then I decided, I need to get something part-time here while I'm looking for other work. And I started working part-time at the city paper, and that's how Libby and I met. And so,
I'm so happy that we did.
I know. And honestly, you know, we talk about this a lot, like things happening for a reason or putting faith in the universe and stuff. And part of the reason I think I came back to Toledo was to meet Libby, not to get sappy on Maine, but had to say it.
Right. I'm going to cry.
I know. So, but no, I started working part time at the city paper, and they just kept giving me more and more to do until I eventually became a salaried full time employee, and I stopped looking for other work, and now we do what we do there, and I love it, and I love being back here and have a brand new appreciation for the city. Especially moving out of my parents' house did help with my appreciation for Toledo, because I think sometimes as an adult living with your parents, it can be a little difficult.
Yeah.
No hate to Chris and Tom, love living with them, but
no, it's good to have an experience on your own
for sure.
You know, make your own path and your own initiative, and it's really special to watch.
I appreciate that. It's now that I'm here, I love the city paper and I love working there. And honestly, that's a great segue into us talking about what we do there. So Libby, you know, you talk about, obviously Libby is the sales coordinator at the Toledo City Paper, which, if you guys don't know, is a big undertaking.
Yeah, it is. It's I coordinate everything.
Basically, Libby is the go-between with every single section of our company. If, you know, the designers need to design an ad for the sales team, Libby's the one going back and forth on that. When we do big sold sections for our paper, Libby's the one helping me in the editorial side come up with those ideas, those concepts, coordinate with the advertisers. She has a lot to do, everybody. So, but she's always on top of her inbox, so you'll always get a prompt response from Libby. But no, so then on my side, I'm the city paper editor and the Mature Living editor and the Findlay Living editor. So that's three of our six publications. So obviously there's a lot in and of itself. But then what's really fun is Libby and I co-manage our TikTok account at work, which, let me tell y'all, has been an experience. Trying to find that balance between the work content and the trendy content to keep up with what's going on the app is wild.
Everyone in the workspace, I think, sometimes puts the social media on the Gen Z members, the Gen Z coworkers, and then trying to teach them the trends and get them up to speed is always an experience.
It's hilarious. We'll film a TikTok and we'll show our coworkers who are, you know, in their 40s, 50s, and they're looking at it like, how is this funny? And we're like, no, trust the vision. It'll be good.
We're the funniest people you've ever met.
We are literally the funniest people you've ever met. So, but I think that's an interesting point too, is we do work with not only in-house, but with our advertisers and our readers, so many different demographics and so many different ages, which I think is interesting for us, because something that we'll get into on other episodes with our guests is talking about being a young professional in a climate that might not always take you seriously as a young professional. I think we both have had experiences where we've had to battle people looking at us like we're unqualified or too silly for a position or something like that. And I think for us to continue our work with our company and do these really fun, silly TikToks and, you know, have that be a part of growing our brand while also doing all of this serious work with the advertisers, with the editorial content, and showing that we can hold our own in both spaces has been really, really interesting and a great lesson for moving forward through our careers.
Very much agree.
And I think the other thing too is it's always interesting to work with people that you're really close with, because there are a lot of environments where you might go to work and you might have a couple people that you're kind of acquaintances with, but you don't really hang out with them. But it's interesting for me and Libby because we didn't know each other before we started working there. Mm-hmm. And then we became best friends from working at that company. And so we've obviously navigated working together and having to deal with hard stuff and have tough conversations and make sure that we're, you know, not hurting each other's feelings while also getting a lot of work done, which has been definitely an interesting dynamic for us too.
Yeah, I think we're similar in a lot of ways that makes it really easy to be a great team when it comes to work. I think can always say to each other, not right now. Like, right. I don't have the ability to take anything else on.
Setting healthy boundaries, what a concept. Crazy.
But it definitely makes the workday so much better when you have someone you can work with and have fun at the same time.
For sure. I mean, we could be in the middle of a really tough day and we have each other to vent to like 10 feet away. And then we also could say, all right, it's been too much today. Let's go get some food.
Yeah.
Or let's run out for lunch or do something to kind of take a little break in the middle of the day, which has been nice. Speaking of TikTok, we got to talk about our Roman empires.
Yes.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, a Roman empire is essentially this trend that took off on TikTok where people were talking about, you know, how often do men think about the Roman Empire? Because weirdly enough, it's more often than you think.
I know, like every man on TikTok was like once a day. I was like, I haven't thought about the Roman Empire since we learned it in social studies.
Exactly. I'm like, throw me back to like freshman year social studies of high school. You know, I never think about the Roman Empire, but it has sparked this trend since of what people do think about on a daily basis or an hourly basis or even can't put out of their brain at all. And so what we want to do on every episode is talk to our guests about their personal Roman empires and bring you a few of our own, because let me tell you, Libby and I have a lot of Roman empires. So Libby, kick it off with yours today.
So I recently visited my lovely parents and they were just having a conversation. In this conversation, I learned about one of my favorite pets that I had growing up, a fish, a red betta fish named Lucky.
Lucky.
And my dad was telling the story of how it passed tragically, and I'm sure it's not the most humane, but he was saying how he found it, passed away, he went to put it in the toilet, give it a flush, a proper burial, without me being a part of it, because I was very young.
Spare you from the trauma of losing Lucky.
And in this time period, he flushed, and when he did, the fish came swimming to the surface.
Lucky was not dead, you guys. Lucky was alive.
And according to my dad, I had to confront him on this, because what do you mean?
How and in the world?
He said, no, it was like a 99%. He was dead. What?
If there's even 1% left for questioning, maybe we check that first. I don't know.
And so here I am as a 22-year-old adult, just sitting there, mouth, jaw on the floor.
I cannot.
So
everyone listening,
rest in peace, Lucky.
Pour one out for Lucky. I miss that guy.
So that's my new Roman Empire, Lucky the fish.
Honestly, so. And that's about to be mine. I was telling Libby, too, that I had a fish when I was a kid who, this is one of my Roman Empires, not for today, but just as an interesting point. My fish was named Spock, because I went through a little Star Trek phase. And Spock, I came home one day, and he was just not in his tank. He was not in his little fish bowl. And my mom, she had gotten home from work. She didn't see him. She went to bed, thought maybe he had died and I had gotten rid of him. No, neither of us know what happened to that fish. Spock literally got beamed up. We searched everywhere, on the bottom of shoes, under the fridge. We searched everywhere we could. No sign of that guy. He was just literally beamed up. So crazy that we both have stories.
Hopefully he's with Lucky now.
Lucky and Spock are hanging out in fishy heaven, bro. So my
Roman Empire.
My choice is Past Lives, one of the nominated Best Picture films for the Oscars. And I do not care what the results said. It, to me, is absolutely the best picture. Point blank.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. So,
and let me tell you why you should. Because the film, I think, has the vibe of an immediate comfort movie. Like when you first turn it on, it's going to be a mainstay in the rotation.
I love that.
So it follows these young kids, Nora and Haesung, in South Korea. And they, you know, have little crushes on each other. Like they're little, like elementary school, middle school kids. They have these little crushes on each other. Nora's family, though, is immigrating to the United States.
Okay.
And so they go on a little date, the two of them, but then immediately, very shortly after, they immigrate to the US. And so she doesn't see this kid again. Like they don't have cell phones, they don't have whatever. And he's so mad that she's going away that they barely speak before she leaves.
Aww.
So it's so sad. Flash forward 12 years later, she's been in the US this whole time. She's in college now, and she looks him up on Facebook just because she's looking up old people from where she lived in South Korea. And she finds that he was trying to find her too. So they start talking, you know, they reconnect. But then obviously it's too hard for them with the distance and figuring out all their papers to try and do anything to go visit each other because he's mm-hmm. still in Korea. And so they eventually lose touch. She moves on and gets married in the U.S. to someone else.
Oh my gosh.
Then he reaches out to her to say that he's coming to New York to visit for a business something or other. Mm-hmm. And they're going to meet in person for the first time since they were little kids.
That is so exciting.
And the whole thing, you're watching the trailer and you're thinking to yourself, like, is she going to stay with her husband? Is she going to choose him? What is she going to do? But what I find more interesting than any of that, and this is not a spoiler by any means, is just the overarching theme of the film of decision making and how different paths can lead you to different places and how, you know, one decision can change the entire course of your life, which I often find myself ruminating on that mm-hmm. all the time of, you know, if I go this place, am I going to have a completely different life than if I went this place or little itty bitty stuff like that.
I think as everyone does.
So true. I mean, it gave me just a slight existential crisis, but that's fine. But no, it is a beautiful movie. It is incredibly filmed. It's incredibly written. It is just so well done. The actors in it are wonderful. I would recommend it to everybody. I cannot stop thinking about it. I have talked about it for hours on end, no less than hours on end. So we will definitely have to have a little debrief.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm gonna watch and then we can talk about it again.
For sure. And yeah, so that is my Roman Empire and everyone is going to be so excited to hear about our Roman Empires, but I'm more excited to hear about our future guests' Roman Empires.
Me too.
So hopefully if you guys made it through this episode, you will tune in for some of our more exciting guests coming up. Not to say that Libby and I are not perfect.
Yes, thank you so much for this interview.
I know, Libby. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me. That was great.
Took time out of my busy schedule for you. We're your hosts and producers, Libby and Riley. Our executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer.
If you have any questions, comments, or you just want to listen again, go to wgte.org/comeup or wherever you stream your podcasts.
Thanks.
2 Voices Around Us. WGTE
is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners and administered by the Arts Commission.